Well, it's striking, isn't it? As Jesus teaches us to pray, he says we're to call God our Father. But God is everyone's Father. He's only the Father to those who believe and trust in Jesus. That is, for those who have said sorry for disobeying God and his ways, have asked Jesus to take the punishment for their disobedience, their sin, their wrong, and have now promised to follow Jesus, Jesus says we can call him our Father. And we pray this prayer, you see, because of Jesus, because of what he's done. It's because of Jesus and through Jesus, of the one who teaches us, we can pray. It's in his name. And Jesus says, for those who believe me, who follow me, as God is my Father, you can now call him your Father. And we become his children, his sons, his daughters. The Bible says we can call him Abba, which means we can come to him as daddy. That's what Abba means, daddy. We can call God our daddy. And God is a good daddy who loves his children. His heart is moved when we hurt. And he leans down to listen when we ask him for help. And because God is a good father, sometimes he says no when we ask for things that he knows would not be good for us. But he delights to give us good things. He delights to hear us speak to him, to hear what matters to us. He delights for his children to call him Father, Daddy. As those who believe in Jesus, we are his children, and he is our Father. Now, to help us understand just how special this relationship is, I'm going to ask Colin and Ben to come back up. Do you remember last time Colin and Ben were with us? They were on stage, and do you remember we were talking about how they were kind of hanging out, and they were able to delight to give, Colin delighted to give Ben good things. Do you remember that? Because Colin's dad and Ben's son, all of that. And Colin and Ben love to play ball together and hang out because Colin's Ben's dad and Ben's Colin's son. It's a special relationship. And there is only one other person in the whole world who gets to call Colin Father, Dad, Daddy, apart from Ben. Anyone else know who is? Rebecca, come on up. Rebecca gets to call, and they just, here it is, isn't it? Only, we don't need to keep playing ball, but you can if you like. That's fine, let's just say. Only Ben and Rebecca get to call Colin Dad. I can't call Colin Dad. That'd be a little bit weird, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be a bit odd if I went, hey, Dad? Yeah, it wouldn't be quite right, would it? Now, only Ben and Rebecca can do that. And when Ben and Rebecca are upset or troubled, it's Colin who loves to hear about it and talk with them and help them because he's their dad. I mean, teachers might want to help and friends might want to, but no one will help them, other than their mum, like Colin will, because he's their dad. There's this specialness. There's a closeness. And when in the middle of the night, Ben and Rebecca call out Dad. Do you call out for Dad in the middle of the night sometimes? Yeah? Oh dear, here we go. And who comes? Colin! Because he's their dad! I mean, imagine if Ben and Rebecca's neighbour overheard, you know, Ben and Rebecca calling out Dad. Do you think they'd come? No, they're going to keep back in their nice warm bed. Because Colin's their dad. He's going to get out of bed. He's going to get cold and tired and walk and help them because he's their dad. He loves them. Or when they're at a play in school or are playing in a sports team or got a special assembly or running on sports day and they want their dad to watch them, who comes? The mum. No, the dad, Colin. Because he's their dad. He delights to come. Now, you know, I like Ben and Rebecca, but I'm not going to come and watch them play or watch them run. I'm not their dad. And when they ask dad, can we have some sweets? Who says yes? Not me. Not you, it's who says yes. But why does he say? Because he's there. That's right. And only Ben and Rebecca can call him that. Just move you over there for a little bit. Thing. And so when we pray, our Father, we're recognizing this special relationship that we have with him. This closeness, this intimacy with him as his children. So when we call out to our Heavenly Father, when we're scared, he comes. He's our daddy. Or when we're hurting or upset and we call out to him, he hears. He's our Father. Or when we want to just share some good news with God, we just want to praise him and thank him, he hears. He's our daddy. Or when we ask for something, our Heavenly Father delights to answer it, to give it to us, because he's our dad and he loves us. But note what else Jesus teaches us. Just have a look at verse 9. He says it's God is our Father. Where? In heaven, that's right. He's our Father in heaven. Heaven. And this reminds us that God rules over all the earth. He's the one in charge. Now, I need my other helper here, Barney. And I had to employ my son on this because of health and safety reasons. And I wasn't frightened of seeing myself. So far, so good. So here is God, our Father, in heaven. Okay? He's the ruler. He's the one in charge. He's all powerful. He sees all things. He knows all things. A little bit worrying at this point. He's God. He's not limited to our time and space. He's not limited to just where we are. He can be everywhere. He's over all things. And yet, he's our Father. He's both. He's God in heaven, who's the ruler over all things. He's powerful. And yet the Bible says he's still our Father. And that's great news. Because the one we call Father is the one who rules all things, who is all powerful, and he can therefore do what he says. So if he promises something, it will happen. If he says yes, it will be. He is able. And he is everywhere. He sees and he knows all things. So he's always watching over us, caring for us, doing what is best for us. He's always with us. He's not limited by space and time. So who better to answer our prayers than the one who is able to answer our prayers perfectly, the one who rules over all things and who always does what is best for his children. See, Colin here. Can you be at school with Ben and Rebecca every day and be at work? No. Okay, can you protect Ben and Rebecca from everything that might ever try to harm them? No. Okay. Can you make them better when they're sick? No. Can you always see what they're doing?
No.
Aren't you glad of that? Can you know all that might happen to them?
No.
Can you always do what is best for them?
No.
Ah. I mean, Colin, is Colin a good dad? Yeah. He's a great dad. But because he's not God, and he's not all-powerful, he cannot be everywhere and see all things and know all things. He cannot do all things. And he cannot always do what is best for Rebecca and Ben. But our Father in heaven can. You see, he is both ready. He wants to help us. And he's able to help us. He has the power to answer our prayers and to do what is right for us. So who better to pray to than to call to? He's our Father, intimate, close, ruler. But even though he's in heaven, he listens to the prayers of all his children. Thanks, guys. Isn't that good news? Our Father, we're his children, and yet the one we call Father is the ruler over all things. He's ready and able to hear and answer our prayers in a way that is best for us, always doing what is good for us. So let's pray to him now. Our Father, thank you that we can call you Abba, Daddy. Thank you that because you are our Father, you delight to hear our prayers. You delight to give us good things. You delight to listen to our troubles. You're always watching over us, present with us, caring for us. Thank you that you are in heaven, that you are God, that you rule over all, that you see all things and know all things, that you are all powerful, that you are able and ready to help us and respond to us, your children. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing two songs that remind us that God is our Father, firstly, and of his love, that we're his people. And then we're going to sing a song that reminds us that he is all-powerful. That actually resting and waiting in him is the best place to be. He's the one who strengthens and upholds us. So let's sing these two songs together. And children, make sure your parents have got the Bible still open. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. We're going to look at our second point now. We've seen our Father's in heaven. But let's look at the next line. What does it say? It says, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Now, hallowed is a funny old word, isn't it? You generally don't go into school and go, hallowed. It's just a little bit of a funny old word. But it means this. Simply means to make holy, to make special, to be praised. That's what it means. To make this name special. This name to be praised. You see, what is to be made holy and special and praised? See what it says? What does it say? Hallowed be your name. God's name. Now, in Bible times, your name wasn't just a label, you know, for your mum and dad to be able to identify you different from your brother or your sister, you know, to be able to call you in. Oi, Mark, time for dinner. No, names were given that said something about who you are. So Adam calls his wife Eve, meaning mother of all, because from her we all came. Does anyone know what their name means? Son of my right hand. There you go. Ben is the son of Colin's right hand. There you go. Anyone else? Great. Bearer of glad tidings. There we go. Lovely. What a Keturah. I don't even know how to comment. Sweet fragrance to God. Names meant something about who you are. I can't even say that line now, but thank you. In Bible times, names meant something about who you were. For us, the names don't mean anything, although maybe in some cases they do. But when God talks of his name, it's summing up all who he is. Now, in the Bible, God has given over 700 names in the Bible, but the most important one, the most common one is Yahweh. I am who I am. God's name kind of sums up who he is. All that he's known for. So his love, his kindness, his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy, his justice, his jealousy, his anger at sin. And so when you said God's name, you're thinking all of those things. You're thinking, when you hear his name, you're thinking, he's loving, he's kind, he's faithful, he forgives. You see? And Jesus says the first thing we do when we pray is we pray firstly for what matters most to God. And that is that his name be praised above all. That all would see who he is. And as we pray that, you see, firstly what happens is it reminds us that God is our Father, but he is also God in heaven. He's the ruler of all. In other words, he's the one who is to be praised and respected and feared. We mustn't just think of him as a kind of a cuddly father, but also as the ruling God. The one who is loving and just and powerful and kind and forgiving and angry at sin. But also as we pray, hallowed be your name, it's also a request. We're asking God our Father, please would you make your name be praised. Please would you make your name hallowed, made holy. That above all other names, that you would be given all the glory and the fame and the importance, more than anyone else's name. That all would see who you are. Barney, do you want to come back up for me, please? Here's God holding up his name. Remember, when you think God's name, you're thinking, oh, he's loving, he's kind, he's gracious, powerful, he's just, forgiving. Then I need some loads of other, I need about eight other volunteers. Yep. How many's got? This is such fun. Hold that one, that one. Oh, how many have I got? Oh, I probably have too many here. Okay. That one, there we go, no, it's all right. Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is just hold up the names. Here they are, all the different names. Sarah, Mark, Robin, Bertie, Jack, John, Becky, Edith, Rosie. And as we pray that prayer, hallowed be your name, we're praying that the Lord, above all these other names, all these other people, all the things of this world, would you make your name, lift it up barns high, would you make your name the most important? Would you make your name the most special, the holiest, the one that is to be praised, that's higher above everybody else's name, that is more important than everybody else's name? That's what we're praying. And when people say, just hold them there for 2 seconds, guys. You might just want to lower them for a bit so your arms don't get tired. When people say, OMG, oh my God, what they are saying is, we don't want to make God's name special. We don't think he is that important, that famous. We don't want to praise him. And so they use his name as a swear word because in fact what they're saying is we don't think or really believe he is God, that he's really in heaven, that he really is the ruler, that he really is loving and kind and just and angry at sin. And they think their name is more important. Which is why as Christians, as those who call God our Father, we find it so offensive, don't we? So upsetting. Because what people are really saying is God's not special. He's not important. And Jesus teaches us to pray. Lift those names up, guys. God our Father, would you act in such a way that the world would visibly see your holiness, your glory, your fame, how special you are. That the world would see your name is the most important name. the most special. Yet you're the one we should all praise. Not our own names, but this name. Thanks, guys. You want to go back down to your seats? Oh, thank you very much. Good helpers. Thanks, guys. Good job. Well done. Thank you very much. Bless you. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Here's the thing. How does God our Father answer his prayer for his name to be hallowed? In two ways. Firstly, he does it through us, his church. See, where does the world see God? In us, his people. We're the stewards, as it were, of God's name. We represent him. We carry the family name. Have your parents ever said something like this? You know, we don't do that. We don't burp in public. We're Venthams, Smiths, Bridges. Although Venthams do. And you're kind of upholding the family name. Or maybe when you play for a school team, you know, the football or the netball team, and the head teacher comes out and says, look, you're representing St. Wilfrid's and Warden Park Primary Academy. Come on, play well. Is that how Mr. Hateley sounds? I thought it was quite good. Sorry? Much more serious, sorry. The head teacher said that, you know, we're playing for the name of the school. Come on, play well. Do as well. And so when we pray, Father, hallowed be your name. Make your name famous. He answers it by making us more holy. By making us more like Jesus, like him. Because we're representing his name. We're his children. And so the more we're holy, the more we're like him, the more the world sees him and his fame and how important he is. As those who are his children were to be like him, reflect him. Have you ever thought as you go to school, you know, you go to work or you're playing in the garden or you're talking with your neighbors, that how you are, what you say, how you behave is representing your Heavenly Father. You're representing his name and who he is as the world looks onto us. So can I suggest that maybe you pray, Father, may your name be hallowed, be praised, be made famous and seen as important in all that I do as well. That I would represent your name well. That you would be honored and seen by the actions of your child, me. The second way God answers it is through people becoming Christians. See, the more people who believe in Jesus, the more people who think his name is special, the more people who are wanting to make his name the most important, the most special, the holy, the more his name is praised. There's more people to praise him. And so when we pray, hallowed be your name, we're praying, Father, help us to tell people about you so that they will see that your name is special and important. Because what matters most to God is that people think he's important. So that they look to him as their father and love him and need him and are dependent on him and are in relationship with him. So will you pray that this week? Hallowed be your name. That as you do that, you're asking God for his name to be made important. And he does that through you, how you live, and through you telling others that they might become his, so that many are seeking to hallow his name, praise his name, make it the most important name, the name above all other names. Will you do that this week? Isn't it great? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to be those who make your name special, holy, important. We want to praise you for who you are, because you are so good, so kind, so loving, so gracious. Thank you that even though you hate sin, that you're angry at that which is wrong. Thank you that you are perfect and never do anything wrong. Thank you that even though we do, thank you that you forgive us because of Jesus. And Father, as those who are your children, might we give you all our praise and lift your name high. Please help us to live as your children, as those who do what is pleasing to you, that reflects you, that upholds the family name. Please help us to do this, especially when many of our friends do not think you're special, do not think you're important. Please help us to tell them you are, that they too might hallow your name and praise your name, and not only praise your name, but call you Father, because they're trusting in Jesus. We pray for your help. Help us to be bold and courageous to do this. Father, we're sorry when we fail to live in ways that honor your name, when we're afraid to tell others of how important you are. Thank you that you forgive us because of Jesus. Father, we pray for our world. We think of those caught up in hurricanes and for families who have lost loved ones. Might you comfort them? Might they come to know you as their Father. We pray for our government. Please give them wisdom. Thank you for hearing many of our prayers regarding the Ashers and their case this week. Thank you that your name was honored in that situation. And Father, we pray for those who are sick and unwell. We ask that they might know your care, that you might make them better, that most of all they would be trusting you to do what is best for them in whatever situation they find. And we pray and ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.